What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and I'm broadcasting from home, and I'm not sure if Tony can hear me or not. Tony and I were having a nice chat, and then suddenly the audio started breaking up, and it was all digitizing. Hey, everybody, do it. It's the digitizing dance.
I hate when that happens.
And I'm not now I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Was there a point when you couldn't hear me?
Yeah, when I took you out of queue to bring you up after I hit the theme.
Okay, but you're all right now.
Yeah, we seem to be fine now.
Okay, we're all set. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We have a lot to talk about, a lot to get in, and I'm sure you're aware of a lot of it, and you've probably had pent-up energy over the weekend with muttering to yourself and threatening the sky with your fist and things like that. But meanwhile, what kind of a weekend did you have there, Tony? It seems like this is the longest weekend of my life. It seems like it's been a long time since I was on the air, and I was on the air last Thursday.
Wow.
We're back.
It goes by pretty fast, actually. I didn't do much. Some stuff around the yard. We had a birthday party for Nick and my mother-in-law on Saturday night. And yesterday, kind of watched a lot of some of my car shows, including Roadkill, as I discovered that it's available on YouTube. So that's all I did yesterday.
A weekend of Roadkill.
Oh, I love that show.
You can't ask for a better weekend than that. You know what I'm talking about? So your son is having had a birthday, and he's 13?
Today he's 13 years old.
Oh, it's today. Okay,
yes.
He's 13. Tony, he's a changed man. He's becoming a man. Pretty soon he'll be asking about where he should shave.
Yeah, he did that. He goes, Dad, do we shave our arms and legs? I said, no, Nick, we don't do that. But I said, yeah, Nick, maybe some swimmers and athletes or bodybuilders might, but no, we don't. You're fine.
I used to do a joke about Rob Lucas, because Rob is very particular about his hair and his appearance and all that. When I was working with Lucas, I used to do a joke about his razor broke and the light went out and he didn't know where his knee was. So I can't do that anymore because he's in the other studio. See, I've worked with a lot of really talented people, a lot of really good people, and it's fun to hear them on their own.
So. Speaking of talented people, we have a talented person on the hotline right now.
Oh, well, then it can't be Nevereth. Then who has to be if it's a talented person? Is this Dan Nevereth?
Did he call me salad? Oh my gosh, this may gut search, because as you know, I have to do all these low budget productions with Ron Shoney, so that I can get a job in broadcasting and be famous like you again. You know,
I saw. Well, Danny, you're perhaps more famous than I am, and you definitely got more money. And I was looking at your video this morning while having coffee. It could use a little work. So could you. And so could you.
It's really, yeah, I could use a little work. But the thing is, Sandy, I now have a shot at getting into another Hall of Fame. And I know that'll drive you crazy because I'm in so many more than you are. But
you're in five. One of them is a picture, for crying out loud. Come on. You're in five, I'm in three. But my three are all quality, not a picture.
It's going to be six. It's going to be six, Andy, because there is a Comeback Broadcaster Hall of Fame. You know?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, when I get this job, one of the broadcast jobs, then I'll be in the Comeback Broadcaster Hall of Fame. It's wonderful.
Well, that's true. Anybody else in there that we know?
Yeah.
Probably everybody.
Come back. I'll be the only
one. Hey, I got a deal with you, Nevereth. Look, I've got a few bucks in a coffee can in Nevereth's, in Tony's house, and you got plenty of dough. Why don't we pool our money, buy our own radio station, and get on with it?
You think so? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand you can buy a radio station for $60,000. That's pretty good. That's better than one of your cars, you know?
That's less than lunch is going to cost at my wedding.
That's right. Wait a minute. Your wedding, which I'm very happy to be a part of, but what is the tradition? Is the best man, do I have to buy a gift, or is just the fact that I rent a tuxedo, is that enough, you think?
Here's what you have to do. At the appropriate time when Judge Wolfgang calls for the Una to do something, you will have to hand me the ring, and I will put the ring on Bernadette's finger. I've been practicing, make sure I get it on the right finger, not a thumb. I want to make sure it's facing the right way, because this is a ring that can be worn more than one way. Got to do that. And then it's just tradition that the best man hand the groom a $50 bill.
I'm getting nervous now. $50.
If you don't have it, borrow it from Dan Jr. Okay? Take it out of the emergency fund.
I've never seen a $50 bill. I always demanded to be paid in dollars. Okay? So.
Well, I work for Entercom. I get paid in coins. You wonder where the coin shortage is?
So, let me just complain about one thing, then I'll let you get on with your award-winning show, okay?
Well, thank you. It was award-winning. They just came and took it back once they heard you were on it.
Should have posted it in your house before they took it back. What's the matter with you? here's what I'm upset about. The other night, we had all these warnings about the terrible storms that were going to take place. Fortunately, and I want to preface this, fortunately, no one was seriously injured. There was some damage to a barn, and a house had some windows blown out, stuff like that, okay? But I was watching Channel 2, okay? And they're doing all this thing with the maps, and you see the radar and all that stuff, and it comes up on 6:30. And Mary Ellis said, well, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tonight at 11. And, oh, wait, what? Oh, we're going to stay on, okay? So they stayed on after. Now, I missed the NBC News, I would always watch that because they're always after President Trump.
NBC, they're big fans of the Donald, yes.
Yeah, okay, so they stayed on until 7. So now I'm dialing around. I don't want to see those maps anymore. It already had passed Orchard Park. Okay, so now I go to Channel 2, 4, 7, even Spectrum. They all had the maps, and they didn't show any people. It was just the maps and people yickety, 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 kind of like I am. Okay, but anyway, here's the good deal, okay? After almost 7:20 or so, Channel 7, in front of the green screen, here comes Keith Redford eating a sandwich.
He's eating a sandwich.
The green screen. And I recorded it and rolled it back and showed it to myself several times.
Okay. Well, maybe Keith was kind of begging for a little handout. Maybe food is necessary. Maybe pickings are slim at Channel 7. Who knows? Dan, do you want me to send you a copy of the newspaper the other day? They did a fabulous story about me.
Yeah, well, they also mentioned that some people don't like you. I saw that.
Get out. Did they run into the one person that doesn't like me? Shane. I didn't even know Shane lived around here.
People. There are enough people who don't like you that they have their own Hall of Fame.
Exactly. Exactly. Dan, before we hang up, after I say goodbye to you, I want you to talk to Bernadette and tell her where you can buy that radio station for $60,000.
Oh, okay. It's in Kenmore.
I'll have to trade in half of one of my cars to do it, but that's all right. It might be worth it. It's in Kenmore?
Oh, seriously. Seriously.
Good.
All you have to do is trade in one of your cars, one of your five or six cars, and then we can buy a station.
That would be fun, and we could do anything we wanted to on it.
Yes. That'll be great. I love that. Yeah.
Okay. And then we can call and critique each other. Okay, Dan, always good to talk to you. Well, not always, but most of the time, good to talk to you.
Goodbye.
Award-winning Dan Nevereth. May I say that the two Halls of Fame that he's in that I'm not, he's in the Hockey Hall of Fame because he happened to be have a seat behind a goalie who turned upside down to stop a puck, okay? And the picture itself is in the Hall of Fame. Dan happens to be in the picture. The other is the Music Hall of Fame from his time as music director at KB. When I was program director, John Summers was our music director, and we worked together on it, but just to straighten everything out. Let's take a break now. I'm feeling good on News Radio 930 WBEN. So we found out Tony's son is 13 today, so he's entering his teenage years. It'll be a joyful period for
him. And also a happy birthday to my mother-in-law as well. So we actually have three birthdays on the 20th. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, wow. So a lot of birthday. You get a deal on a cake.
Yes.
You get a really – oh, by the way, we went and got a cake. Oh, we didn't get it physically. We went and picked one out at Olson's, and boy, do they have cakes. Do they have cakes? And it's funny, before we got there, I said, I want a cake that everybody can have a piece of cake, and then people can bring cake home. I want to make sure. Is it better to have too large a cake for too short a cake? And let's just put it this way. The first cake that I liked fed 80 more people than are actually going to be there. So
wow.
we cut it down. It's actually, even now, the cake is gorgeous. It looks like something from a museum of cakes.
Well, they're artists.
Oh, they really are. It's just beautiful. And talking to Lisa Olson, and she does a masterpiece of a cake. And Bernie, what is it like? 40 people more than we're going to have? 130 for the cake? Yeah, the cake feeds 130 people.
Wow.
We're going to have to invite more people to the wedding so that we don't have to have all the cake left over.
The first one was spent $250.
The first cake, the one I liked, actually, I just made up a number on the air, but the first cake that I actually liked fed 250 people.
Whoa. That's a lot.
So we cut down from that. Some common sense that we got to cut down. It's a little over the top, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a bit. In fact, so the cake we had the frosting that I was telling you about.
And it's going to have the cake we're getting is the frosting you talked about, the buttercream.
Oh, my
and
God.
And it's also going to, Bernie, come here for a minute. Tell me, it's going to have two different kinds of fillings inside the four layers. What are they?
Three of the layers are going to have a vanilla cake with strawberry buttercream in between the layers, and the other layer is going to have chocolate marble cake with chocolate mousse between.
Oh.
How's that? How is that?
Can we have it now?
Yeah, so we sampled some while we were there. Lisa got us samples, and And we kept saying, oh, we can't make up our mind. We need more samples. More samples. We have a car we can put samples in on our way to go target shooting. And so everybody that comes to the wedding is going to love the cake, I can tell you that.
Nice.
Also, let me see, Mr. Beamer.
Yes.
Mr. Beamer, what kind of a weekend did you have?
Well, you know, an exciting weekend, Sandy, as the Mets are finally playing. Yes, the games don't mean anything, but, you know, it was so nice to go out to a bar and watch baseball. I don't care that it didn't mean anything. It was a live game. Yes, the Mets got their you-know-what kicked, but hey, it doesn't mean anything, so that's even better. It was just nice to be at a bar, summertime, classic rock on, watching baseball with a beer, so that was nice. Yesterday celebrated my sister and her husband's one-year anniversary, which is actually today, but we celebrated that yesterday.
Boy, that's fast, because I remember when she got married, and it seemed like really like yesterday. It was really fast.
Yeah, and Saturday was Katie and I's two-year anniversary of talking to each other.
The lovely Katie and Beamer, Katie and Buzzy.
So that was nice. I'd also like to say happy birthday to Tony's son, Nick.
Thank you.
And do you know what happened on this date 3 years ago?
Well, yeah, you met your girlfriend.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, that's 2 years ago. You met the girl before your girlfriend.
You know, funny story. So you know how Facebook does Facebook memories?
Yeah.
And so Katie and I have been talking for 2 years. Well, 3 years ago last week, I actually was dating another girl named Katie for a few months, and on that day it became, quote, Facebook official 3 years ago. But also 3 years ago today, O.J. Simpson was granted parole.
Oh, wow. That's good that you have those nice memories.
Just thought I'd pass some information.
Very, very good. Let's see. I was going to ask you a question. Now, you know more about this stuff than I do. I was talking to Nevereth a few minutes ago on the air, and I suggested that he dig up some money in his coffee can and my coffee can, and we buy a station. But I'm thinking our coffee cans are slim. They're very slim. I was thinking of a GoFundMe page.
Oh, yes.
Where people could chip in to allow Danny and I, a couple of former radio disc jockeys, plain people, just common people, to buy our own radio station. Do you would GoFundMe, does it have to be a charitable thing, or will it just be a, hey, that's a good idea thing?
No, it doesn't. You know, it's funny, because when I heard Dan say that, I was thinking myself, well, if they need some money, because Dan has this $60,000 number, which is crazy.
He does, but yeah.
If you guys have to make up the difference, yeah, I mean, there was the story about the guy who said, I want to make potato salad, and got $8,000 on GoFundMe.
Wow, I don't know how to make potato salad. Is there anything in there for me?
I can eat it.
Well, I think it's a good idea. You know, I really do. I think maybe we could buy WABC in New York. I like that. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be actually doing a radio talk show. I can hardly wait to hear me. I'm so excited. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. You know what I really like? I really like the fact that Tony mentioned his mother-in-law's birthday. Now that takes a real man would remember his mother-in-law and bring it out. And Bernadette told me that today is her mother's birthday too, and that's really great. I mean, anybody that would forget their mother-in-law's or prospective mother-in-law's birthday, I just found to be a lout. What do you think, Buzzy?
Sandy, I forgot a birthday. I just would like to throw it out there before we get to going with the show.
Oh, which birthday would it be?
Katie's mom, Mary Beth Geiser, today is her birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Mary.
Very happy birthday.
I know it's her birthday because every year a geyser erupts about this time of the day. Did you know that?
Very happy birthday, Mary Beth. We'll be celebrating today.
Don't you think we should sing happy birthday to your girlfriend's mother?
If you want to sing happy birthday.
I would like to. Oh. I would like to. I've never met her, but I'm sure she's worth a fabulous tune here on the show. How about you, Tony? Are you willing to sing for her?
I am up for some singing.
So her name is Mary Beth Geiser.
Yes.
Okay? So when we get a happy birthday, Mary Beth Geiser. Okay, you got it? Ready? All right, let's get in tune here.
Happy birthday to you.
Pick it up, guys.
Happy birthday to you.
This is terrible. Happy don't you like your mother-in-law? Happy birthday, Mary Beth Geiser.
Happy birthday to you.
That is a pathetic. It's one of the worst birthday announcements I've ever heard. We ought to practice our singing.
We got to work on it. Get in studio.
Somebody's birthday might come up before a week from Thursday. We got to be ready. We have to be ready. You know what I mean? Okay, you guys are both baseball fans.
Yes.
And I want your opinion. Every once in a while, I think baseball is a little la-di-da, don't you think? The big question of whether the Jays would come down here and play in Salem Field. Okay. First of all, Salem Field is just a beautiful, beautiful park. It's very nice. But what did we hear? Oh, the lighting isn't Major League standards. All right, that, maybe I'll give you that one. But the other one I heard, the bullpen isn't Major League standards. I've seen the bullpen at Fenway Park. I've seen the bullpen in a couple of major league stadiums in Wisconsin, too. I mean, it's no big deal. It's a place where you throw the ball back and forth. What are the standards of the bullpen? What is too short?
Not enough pitchers able to warm up.
Also too close to the field. I mean, if you see in Oakland, they have bullpens on the field, but it's so far away from the field, the same in Tampa Bay. Now, this came up a few years ago when they wanted to play a series in Buffalo against the Phillies, and me hating the Phillies as much as I do, that would have been awesome. And the MLB said nothing about lighting, nothing about clubhouses. They said the bullpens were the main issue.
Oh, okay. All right. We want to make sure we have a proper bullpen. I know that when I was going to throw out the first pitch in Milwaukee at a Brewers game, Cindy and I went down to the local town park, and I practiced my pitching. The only problem is it was for, like, junior high. It really isn't the same as a major league mound. And I walked out to that mound. It seemed like it was in a different zip code. I could barely see home plate from the mound. And there in the back on the big scoreboard was me. I got a picture of it with me on the mound and the thing behind me on the, and I didn't want to one hop it. I didn't want to throw it over the catcher's head. I did the best I could. It was okay. It wasn't a strike. The best celebrity one I've ever seen was George Bush. After 9/11, he threw a strike with a little heat on it.
Yeah, it was one of the best first pitches I've ever seen.
And the worst was one of the female rockers. I forget who was.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen threw it. It ended up at first base, a 90-degree angle from the plate. Now, how do you do that? You have to turn your body. If you're left-handed, it's almost impossible to do. If you're right-handed, you still got to turn half your body around to let the ball loose toward first base. Never saw anything like that.
Now, Sandy, here's my, you know, they're also saying the clubhouses aren't proper for social distancing, but you have an entire stadium at your disposal. There's not going to be fans there. You can't set something up in the concourse area, in the old Pettibones. You have nothing but space.
Plenty of room right behind that wall, like where we judge for Wingfest, and we're set up. There's picnic table and like a overhead. There's plenty of room back there to do something makeshift. You could have 100 pitchers warming up.
Yeah, sorry it's not to your clubhouse standards, but you know, when you get that check, I think you can dress in the concourse.
That's right. I mean, it's just not up to major league standards. Hey, major leagues sometimes aren't up to major league standards, so I don't think they should play themselves. All right, let's see. But every time I drive by, I always say how nice Salins Field looks like. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
It is beautiful.
It's great, and I love the national exposure Salins is getting by everyone talking about. The Jays may play at Salins Field.
I'm sure Joe Salin is absorbing the sun on what nice things people are saying about the Salem Park. So, all right, let's see. What do we got? We got some things to talk about today, don't we? It never gets dull. It never gets boring, certainly. A lot of things going on now. And first of all, here's something I'm tired of. Okay? I'm tired of the expression, it's just a peaceful protest. No, it's not. Not when you're burning down things. It's not a peaceful protest. Not when people die. It's not a peaceful protest. You're not doing the right things. You're doing the wrong things. And the second thing I'm sick of hearing, well, it started out as a peaceful protest and then turned violent. You think when somebody shows up at a peaceful protest with boxes of baseball bats, I think that it's not going to be a peaceful protest for long. And I think that now, here's the straw that broke the camel's back. When the head of the police union in Chicago says, enough, we want the feds here. We want them. The feds aren't coming unwanted, except for, I don't know, the mayor and the governor. But the police, the head of the police union for Chicago said, enough. Why would he say that? Well, let's see. This past weekend, 70 people shot in Chicago and 10 people dead. And this is an ongoing count. And we're getting the same story. The police want the assistance and they want the backup. I've given up on the mayors. The mayors are useless. The only thing the mayors are useful for is to so that we can call them out and get them out of office. The governors are useless, too, because they have a goal that's more important than the safety of the citizens. That goal is to make sure Donald Trump doesn't get credit for anything. But I'm saying to Donald Trump indirectly, okay, I'm saying now is the time to do it. You can't worry about how it's going to show up in the election rhetoric. You got to do it now. If you do it now and shut down these violent protests, shut them right down. We have the capability of doing it. If you shut them right down, you'll be elected by a landslide. The Democrats will try and use it against you, but it won't work. You're the law and order president. People like law and order, and I think people have had enough. All kinds of people in the metro areas are moving out. And what business is going to want to re-up after having their businesses burned down? Not many, if any. So the Republicans ought to band together and say, let's show some attitude here. This is not what we're about. We're not about this. You can't use, BLM cannot use this as an excuse that their movement was taken over by bad guys. They're letting it be taken over by bad guys and trying to get out from under the onus that this is what they're about. Well, if you let it happen under your auspices, then you're about it too, as far as I'm concerned. Because I know this. If your buddy is about to rob a 7-Eleven, and you were just going to go into the 7-Eleven for a Slurpee, but your buddy decides to invade and maybe hold up the 7-Eleven, and you go in and you get the Slurpee and you don't pay for it, guess what? You're going to be as guilty as he is. So the bottom line is, if you let somebody take over your movement, then you're as guilty, as far as I'm concerned, as they are. And you just can't do it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. The question, there's always a question, isn't there? Is what is happening on the streets helping or hurting BLM? I think it's hurting them immensely. And they apparently don't believe so. Because you know what? They're looking at the immediate numbers of people who are doing the beating and stuff like that in the spray paint. They think that's the whole world. That's their universe. Well, it ain't the whole world. There's a hell of a lot more people than them. And you know where they are? They're standing in line at the sporting goods store buying ammunition. All right? America is a lot more than the punks doing this sort of thing, and they're going to find out if they don't straighten their act out. Second question, should the president send in federal officials? He sent some in Portland, and guess what? The rioters are complaining. Oh, it's so unfair. The federal officials are sent in to protect the federal buildings. Don't they understand? This is just a peaceful protest. Yeah, I got the bat. I'm going to hit a few in the outfield to my son when I get home. That's why the guy with the bat shows up at every protest. So I want to know from you, is what's happening helping or hurting BLM? And should the president send in the federal officials? Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, as a treat, I wanted to get this in before I hit the road. Tomorrow, Lauren Fix will be with us. All right, barring some major national news bite that we have to use, okay? If it's just the same stuff, just regurgitated for another day, Lauren Fix will be on. So if you're in the market for a car, you know, maybe you're selling your car, you want to know what to look for, there's a lot of emphasis now on electric cars. I'm sure she's not happy about that, as I'm not. What's out there? There's a better variety of cars out there now than there ever has been, and a lot of SUVs. That's all I've looked at in the last 10 years are basically SUVs. She's the one that can tell us about it. And Tony, you watch the Mecum auction, and you can throw in your 2 cents worth regarding what's selling there and what's getting the big price and what isn't.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you right now what new vehicle, at least from what I'm seeing and people posting about it on Facebook, the Bronco has gotten a lot of attention.
Yeah, it has. And and we'll talk to her. I'm sure she was at the unveiling, maybe even drove one already. So Lauren Fix, tomorrow. I did not want to sign off without talking to Lauren at least one more time, and that'll be it. That'll be it. That'll be tomorrow, right at 9 o'clock, right at the beginning of the show. Unfortunately, we're all in separate locations, just like television, where it looks like they're all in the same place, but they're not. I'm here at my home. Lauren's at her home. Tony's at Beamer's home. Beamer is at home base. But we're all going to be on together, and that's tomorrow.
Looks forward to it. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I say something real quick? I'm sorry. So Cuomo is speaking right now, the governor of New York State.
We know who he is.
He's going to Savannah, Georgia after his press conference today. And he was asked, will he be quarantining when he returns? And he said, essential workers and those traveling out of state for less than 24 hours are not required to quarantine. When did that rule pop up?
Yeah, he just made it up.
Oh, my God.
He made it up because he wanted to go down there. You know why? Because he wants video of the almighty Andrew Cuomo teaching those hicks down there in Georgia exactly what they have to do to stay safe. Because as we know, he's the guru. He is the man. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Two questions. Is what's happening on the street helping or hurting Black Lives Matter? And should the president send in the feds? Send in the feds. There ought to be feds. We'll see after the news.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.